Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with my brain this week, but it's not good. Anyway, I made a video about this and it blew up my TikTok. Something I never thought I would say. I doubled my followers thanks to it. It's not like that's a significant thing. I now only have hundreds. Anyway, I guess a team of nerds is going back and trying to play the what if game using AI. Like, what if Jimi Hendrix had lived past 27? What if Janis Joplin? What if Kurt Cobain? Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A team of engineers created a music group, sort of, called the Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. Using AI to analyze the works of musicians gone before their time. Added to that list yesterday, on the 27th anniversary of his death, Kurt Cobain. Music was analyzed, the melodies, favorite chord progressions, riffs, and the machine learning software created a new Nirvana song called Drowned in the Sun. That's something that happens in Seattle. Robo Kurt must have wanted to move to Tucson. So hot this time of year. You can hop on our website now to hear it. And the next industry to lose their jobs to robots, the novelty bear carved from tree stump world, can now be automated thanks to a Carolina man who gave a robot arm a chainsaw. Okay, I'm not so worried about the rural log carvers and much more worried about the human limbs being trimmed by machines. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! More about that Kurt Cobain thing? You can listen to it now at 1077theend.com or odyssey.com. Oh my god. Having a rough go at this. But it's like hauntingly well done and also disturbingly empty. And they got some Nirvana tribute band singer to do the words and singing to it. That part is... Or not the words, just the singing. That part's like, I want the robot to do it all. But okay, fine. I always feel bad for the kids that were collectors of things that could never open it and actually enjoy the thing that they had bought. Like, that's the... I don't know. I know a friend that collects Funko Pops, the figures, and he has, like, a garage full of them. And, like, that's cool and all, but you never get to do anything with them. I don't know. It feels sad to me. Unless it ends up netting you $600,000. Like this. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A sealed and very old copy of Super Mario Bros. Video game set a new record selling at auction for $660,000. Read more at Gizmodo.com. The anonymous seller said it was purchased as a Christmas gift in 1985, but put into a desk and forgotten about for like 35 years. Oh my god, it probably cost like $60 back then when it was new, so that's like an increase of 1,000,000%. Props to Buffalo, New York, who are looking to use the newly legalized marijuana money the state is generating to help fund those living below a certain means. You can read more about it at WGRZ.com. Who would have thought that you getting baked playing video games and eating Funyuns would ever be helpful? Certainly not your spouse. And finally, it's pretty cool that later this week we'll have a helicopter flying around on Mars and that we have some science golf carts rovering around. But just a quick reminder that Mars super sucks. There's not a breathable atmosphere, way more radiation than Earth, no Costco. But a photo taken by Perseverance really drove the point home when it captured what looks like a rainbow. Oh, well, instead of sparkly and pretty with all those colors, yeah, it's just a bunch of dust creating a glowing brown streak in the sky. What's at the end of that rainbow? No, never mind.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Just a couple days away, it looks like, from that Mars helicopter flying around. We'll talk more about it as it comes up in future days. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Talk podcast. Appreciate you.